Well, why don't we start short term and find out where or how significant flooding may have been on Sunday with all the rain and what you all are projecting for today as well with the forecast. And I know you still have a flood watch in effect through, what, Tuesday evening?
Yes, sir. That's right. So looking at weather stations, places around the city received anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of rain within an hour, a little bit over an hour. So with that much rain over a large area, the stormwater conveyance system basically was over capacity. And so you had flash flooding taking effect throughout the city and the county, for that matter.
What can you speak to any potential damage that may have been done as a result of that? And as you look ahead to the coming days, what's the level of concern about more flooding?
So there is a level of concern. I had staff out until about 2 or 3 in the morning doing assessments of our lift stations, which is the conveyance system for the sanitary sewer. And luckily, we didn't experience any significant damage at this point. We're still doing some assessments. The pumps that, pump the sewage are designed to be underwater anyway. And so really the critical concern there is the electronic side of things, the controls. And so, so far, happy to say that we haven't had any major issues. And crews are going to be out throughout today and tonight, again, just making sure that our system is operational.
Are there things that you would like to have the community be aware of or do to help to provide any sort of relief for the crews who are going to be out, or is there anything that people can do to help mitigate any potential flooding that happens?
Well, as far as mitigation of flooding due to a rain event like we experienced yesterday, I don't know of anybody who could help with that. I would just say, similar to when we had the nor'easter the week before, if you're living in a low-lying area or a flood-prone area, you need to take the personal responsibility to try to mitigate flooding at your own personal residence. The city, can't assist a homeowner with that. We also have on our website the ability for people to email or give us notification of flooded streets or where they're experiencing flooding, so we can deploy road closed signs. We have a pretty our network for deploying road closed signs is pretty sound between the fire department, police department, utility department, and public works. And so when these events are coming up, we've deployed signs to try to let people know that you shouldn't drive through a flooded road. You don't know how deep it is. It can be dangerous. I also suggest that people don't wade in standing water. You don't know what's in the water. There could be raw sewage. There could be snakes. So I suggest that people don't, kayak out in the floodwaters, walk through it, drive through it. Those are the types of things that can help us out, because then it keeps the roadways clear, allows our crews and fire rescue to do their job.
Did you all have many reports of flooding yesterday where you had to get out and close streets and whatnot?
The event was so fast. We were anticipating heavy rains, but it hit so fast that all we could do is try to get signs out. And we did as we, safely could to navigate the city.
And with the potential for more flooding over today and into tomorrow, are there steps that you're taking in advance of rain and flooded streets to kind of be positioned for that possibility, since it can happen in such a short period of time?
Yeah, again, we're kind of following our protocol of being able to deploy road closures. Melissa Whistle, who's leads our communication efforts, she tries to get out as much messaging as possible through the various media to alert businesses, residents, travelers to these types of events. Like I said yesterday, there was such widespread flooding on US 1, 312, 207. It was overwhelming both for the city and for the county crews.
Is it possible to even compare the amount of rain and how swiftly it came in to other events that people might remember? I mean, does it rival tropical events from years past?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I've lived here close to 30 years, and I've never experienced something like yesterday. I know that on some tropical storms, you'll have continual rain bands. And quite honestly, it's the nor'easters that seem to have a greater impact, because the wind pushes the water into the intercoastal. So, you know, it adds height to the incoming tides. Plus, it also brings a lot of rain. And so yesterday's event was very surprising. I'm hopeful that today we're expecting anywhere from 3 to 4 inches of rain. I'm hoping it's not as intense, short duration. But our crews are on standby. Again, we're running around making sure storm drains are clear of debris. That's another thing that the residents could help us out. If they see a storm drain that's got a lot of debris on it, simply raking that off out into the, you know, into their yard or bagging it up is very helpful for drainage.
Did this event or has this event tested other flood mitigation efforts that the city has taken in years past, and in what ways?
I don't know if it's tested. You know, again, the stormwater system, when they're built and designed, it's typically for a certain type of rain event. The one like we had yesterday, if we built a system, you know, for that type of event, yeah, it would be one, costly, and two, over-engineered for day-to-day type of activities. So yesterday was a surprise. And as far as our mitigation goes, we have a program of installing valves on our stormwater outfalls, which prohibits the rising tide going back up that pipe and coming out the inlets and flooding streets. In Nor'easter, it doesn't matter at a certain height, around 5.2 feet, especially on Anastasia Island. When the tide gets above that, you have overland, it's topping over the seawalls. It's overland flow. So those valves don't offer protection when the tide is so high going up and over people's property. But the valves, you know, under normal conditions have worked wonderful to keep streets that normally would flood from the back of the intercoastal. It's kept a lot of streets passable and safe under normal conditions.
And just to clarify, yesterday's rain event and the storm movement was more from west to east. So this was a week after the nor'easter. Are you still seeing higher than normal tides as a result of the nor'easter from last week, or has that subsided now?
Well, it's, you know, tides in general are affected by the lunar cycle. And then if you add a full moon or a new moon, it tends to have a higher tide. I haven't currently checked the lunar cycle versus the upcoming tides. And for us, if you have a rain event at a high tide, the hydraulic pressure of the intercoastal water keeps the valve from opening even if the storm system is full. So we always cross our fingers that if an event like yesterday is going to happen, it's at low tide. Unfortunately, yesterday's was on an incoming tide. So a lot of our mitigation efforts can be, you know, associated with incoming and outgoing tides, especially with the stormwater valves that we've installed.
So really it does come down to timing in many ways, like yesterday with such a short period of time and so much rain, and then the timing of the tides, that flooding could really be dependent on when and what the cycles are. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. It's very similar to when we have a hurricane and they model and predict a storm surge. That's not taking into account when it hits at a tide cycle. So if they say expect a storm surge of 5 feet, but it's also hitting at a high tide, that adds additional surge and water levels that aren't accounted for in a regular storm surge model.
Is there anything we haven't talked about, Todd, that you want to make sure we get out there about this, that you would want residents of the city to know?
As I always like to do, the staff that is working out there to try to mitigate this and help do what they can is very dedicated. I couldn't do my job without them, and I really appreciate the residents recognizing that. I've had a lot of compliments. We take our customer service very seriously, and like I said, they're in till 2 or 3 in the morning doing their best to try to make sure everything was okay. So my hat's off to all city staff.